Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Once again, in tune two, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready. And I'm sure some of you may get tired of hearing me say that, but I'm going to continue to say it. Why? Because the Word of God says, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And I don't want anyone to take it lightly or for granted and think that we're making up things as we go along on through this worldwide ministry, but we are being led through the Word of God. So that's why it's important that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along and you can take notes as we go through the Word of God together on tonight. And also, as always, so that in your leisure time, you can go over the scriptures and the Lord can reveal new things to you as you go through the Word of God that we have put through together during this ministry and doing this platform. So on tonight, I am going to be delivering the Word of God again on tonight. And for those of you that like to know what the topic is for tonight, tonight's topic or message title is Through It All, Trust God. Once again, our tonight's message for today's show is titled, Through It All, Trust God. I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servantsambassadorsvessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And before we get into the Word of God on tonight, we're going to go, we're going to approach God's throne of grace and ask for his blessings over his word on tonight. And I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. It is in his name that we come again on tonight to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us. Heavenly Father, I pray and thank you for your grace toward me personally. Lord, I thank you for my family. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to forgive each one of us of all of our sins and our transgressions, not only me and my family, but every faithful, committed, humble doer of your word all over the land. For your word lets us know that we all have fallen short of your glory. So that's why we always need to continually ask for your forgiveness of our sins and our transgressions. So we ask that you will forgive us now in the name of Jesus Christ, so that everything that we do for you over tonight on the airway, over this airway, that it will not be in vain, but that you will be glorified through it. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted in the land, all over the land. Heavenly Father, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. We pray especially, Heavenly Father, for all those that have been affected by the wildfires in California. We just heard the news on today that over 58 has been pronounced dead and over 100 are still missing. So we know that you are still in control, no matter what it looks like. We ask that you will comfort and strengthen the hearts of those that have lost loved ones, not only through the wildfires in California, but all over the land. I pray, Lord, that you will strengthen my father on tonight, as he has lost one of his sons on today, and he's having a hard time dealing with it. So we know that you are able to strengthen his heart, strengthen his mind, let him remember and know, not only him, my father, but all those that have lost loved ones. Let them know and remember that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And Father, we continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies, that you would touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. We now pray and lift up all those that are listening on tonight by way of internet or by way of telephone that may not be saved in Jesus' name, that are still spiritually blind. It's our prayer, our hope and desire that on tonight, through your word, that they will be able to open their mouth after being convicted on tonight through your word, that they will open their mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved, they will come to know, walk in, live in, and fulfill the individual God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we now pray and ask that you will move by your spirit. Help me to decrease so that you may increase in me, that everything that is going to be said through your word, Lord, that it will be received in love, Heavenly Father, and that it will not be in vain. For everything that we do for you, Heavenly Father, it's all to your glory. So we ask that you will continue to move by your spirit through this airway on tonight. Have your way, that you alone will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless each listener. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will grant them the desires of their hearts. Continue to trust their hearts, Lord, that they will continue to spread the news about this ministry, that others can tune in and be blessed by it as well, that you will be glorified. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. And finally, Lord, I lift up my bishop and pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings, and Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, each member, and also Pastor Isaiah Tillman and the Morning Star Baptist Church. Continue to bless them. Continue to use them, that they will continue to spread the good news. They will continue to go out, we will continue to go out into the hedges and highways and compel men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we just ask that you would have your way on tonight, as you always do. Have your way, because we know that you are in control. You have the final say in every situation. So now, Lord, we just ask that you would be blessed through this word on tonight, and not only you, be blessed, because we know it's your word and it's already blessed. So we pray that the listeners will be blessed by your word on tonight. And we pray that it's not in vain. It's our prayer in Jesus' name, and all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying, when we encourage one another, it is water to the soul. Again, tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying, when we encourage one another, it is water to the soul. Once again, I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants ambassadors vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. And I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can once again email me at James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, again, I have some scriptures that I am going to be giving out on tonight regarding this message. Through it all, trust God. Again, tonight's message title, Through It All, Trust God. And before we get into this message, I am going to do something very unusual that I've normally and I have never done on the air before. I have played the organ before on the music, on this show, but I have never actually led a song on the show. So through and for our music break, and this song is titled Through It All, I am going to sing a part of this song without music, and I pray that you all will pray with me as I attempt to sing this song. It's a powerful song, and that's why we're going to back it up with the word of God after we have sung this song. I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with me as we get ready to go through the word of God on tonight. The title again of this song for our music break, again, I'm only going to do a small portion of it so that you would get the gist of the message that's going to come forth following this song. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus, and I've learned to trust in God. Oh, through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. I've been to a lot of places, and I've seen a lot of faces, and I've been through a lot of storms that He brought me through. So if I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that God could solve them. And I wouldn't know what faith in God can do. So that's why we say, through it all, oh, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus, and I've learned to trust in God. Oh, through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. I'm sure a lot of you listeners can also touch and agree when we say, through it all, oh, through it all, we've learned to trust in Jesus. Even in the hard times, we've learned to trust in God. Oh, through it all, when we couldn't see our way through, through it all, we learn, those that are saved in Jesus' name, how to depend upon God's word. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That song was on my mind and on my heart ever since the Lord gave me this message for tonight. So I thought I would sing part of it for you, the listening audience, because sometimes we need to learn how to encourage ourselves in the Lord. So right now, we are getting ready to go into the Word of God on tonight. And our main scripture, again, the main scripture for tonight's message will be coming from Psalms chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And I do pray and hope that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with me as we go through the Word of God again on tonight. But before we go to the word, we're talking about trusting God. And I looked up the word trust according to Webster's Dictionary, according to man. Again, according to man and Webster's Dictionary, they say that trust means to have a strong belief in the goodness or ability of someone or something, in someone's effectiveness, that's a reliable and honest. I'm going to say that again. Again, according to man, according to Webster's dictionary, the word trust means to have a strong belief in the goodness or ability of someone or something, to have trust in someone's effectiveness, reliability, and honesty. So that's according to man, according to Webster's dictionary. So once again, we're looking at the main scripture for tonight. Now we're going to see what God's word has to say about trusting God. Now that was man's definition of trust. So now we're going to look at God's definition of trust, starting with the main scripture again. Psalms chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says, according to his word in the King James Version of the Bible that I'm going to be using for tonight, which reminds each and every Christian, even on today, the word of God says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. Verse number 6 says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and the word of God says, he shall direct thy path. We find in the book of Romans, again, in Romans chapter 8, verse number 28, the word of God tells us, and we know, again, not we think, but the word of God says, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. As Christians, we too, like Jesus, will experience good and bad in this life. However, we must remember Jesus' words to his and our Heavenly Father. Prayed and asked, is there another way to please God rather than to have to suffer at the hand of evil men? Now, this was right before he went to the cross. Remember, he went to Gethsemane, and he prayed until the drops of sweat came down like blood. He was praying to God the Father if there was another way that he can do this rather than have to suffer at the hands of evil men by being mocked, scorned, beaten, being spat on, ridiculed, and his precious blood shed. And then he would die, knowing because of the sins of men, this is the purpose and the reason why he came down to earth in the form of flesh, so that we can be redeemed, mankind, you and I, we can be redeemed back to our Creator and Heavenly Father. However, again, I say however, as he drew closer to the end of his life in the flesh, he prayed again and said to God, not my will, but thine be done. He trusted God to the very end because he knew that God let him know that when he did what he was about to do for mankind so we could be redeemed, that God would raise him up again on the third day. And that's exactly what happened. So as Christians today, we are also to have the mind of Christ, as we too are often rejected and sometimes misunderstood by family members, by friends, sometimes by those that are in the body of Christ, in the world at large, while we are fulfilling our own personal God purpose or purposes here on this earth in this life. We too must trust God, not some of the way, but guess what? All the way to the very end, just like his son Jesus did, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. So he's our perfect example that we must trust God all the way, even though we don't see how it's going to turn out. We must trust God all the way to the very end. Why? We must be remembering at the same time God's promises that he would not put on us, you or me, none of us that are born again in his son, Jesus Christ. God promised that he would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. Christians today, more than ever, those that are still spiritually blind and lost need to see, not just hear, they need to see that we who are proclaiming to be Christians, that we are trusting God no matter what we go through in this life. Yes, even when we lose a loved one, even when we lose friends, and when we or our loved ones or friends become sick in their bodies, when we become overwhelmed with even to the point of paying our bills, when loved ones and friends find themselves in prison or jails or incarcerated, when we are mocked as and criticized for being a follower and an ambassador of and for Jesus, we must trust God that he's going to deliver and bring us through for his glory, because he promised that he would. So, yes, we do have sometimes, as a Christian in this life, we do have friends, we do have loved ones that the Lord will call home, and sometimes it seems like they're calling, when he called them home, it seemed to us like it was before their time, but God's timing is always right, and he knows what's best for all of us. So, yes, sometimes we lose loved ones. Even we lose friends to death. We lose friends and family members to the point that when they are incarcerated behind prison bars or jails for something that they have done that's wrong and they have to pay the consequences or the price for what they have done, and that causes them to be incarcerated. Yes, we go through this as Christians. Again, sometimes when we get overwhelmed with our bills and seem like the bills come faster than we can pay them, we must put our faith and our trust in God, even when we know that we are standing on the promises of God, and we know that we are being mocked, we're being criticized, we're being laughed at, just like they did Jesus. Again, we must, just like Jesus, we must trust God that he is going to deliver. He's going to deliver you, he's going to deliver me, and he's going to bring us through just like he promised that he would. Again, when we are even misused by family members, friends, and fake Christians, yes, I said fake Christians, yes, because we do have some people in the body of Christ. Some have turned and walked the other way, and they have become fake Christians. Not to say that they are not saved, but they have turned to the things of the world, and they have become what the world would call fake Christians. Again, not to say that they're not saved, but they're not being utilized and being used by God, because they're so tied up and tangled up with the things of the world and trying to keep up with the Joneses. So that's why sometimes they are those that can be found that will be used by the enemy to become fake Christians. Even when we see this, we must realize that that's the enemy working through them. So that's why we must have our total trust and our faith in God and God alone. I'm going to ask if you would please read in your leisure times, because it's a long chapter. It's found in the book of Psalms, and it's going to help someone. It's going to be a blessing to someone. These following passages of scriptures, I'm not really going to get into them, but I want to help get you to write them down. So in your leisure time, you can go through them and read them and let the Lord minister to you how he deems necessary so that you can get the gist of this title of this message for tonight. Again, your leisure time, write down these scriptures. Read Psalms in its entirety, chapter 37, which consists of verses 1 through 40. Also in Psalms, you want to read Psalms chapter 105 and also Psalms chapter 119. All of these scriptures are talking about trusting God. Again, I pray that you have your Bibles, because we're going to take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse 9. Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, which says, "My grace is sufficient." That's very short, but I thank God that he lets us know that no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, God's grace is sufficient for you, it's sufficient for me. Not only is his grace sufficient, but we thank God for his mercy, we thank God for his grace, and I just thank God for this sufficient grace that he's talking about, that he's reminding us of on tonight, that he extends his grace towards us, and he extends his mercy towards us, but then he also extends sufficient grace toward you and I. In the book of John, chapter 16, verse number 13. Once again, John chapter 16, verse number 13, reminds you and I on tonight that, however, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall, this is a promise, I'm paraphrasing in here, this is a promise, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And when he will show you things to come. What an awesome word, what an awesome promise. In Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse number 3. Again, the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 3. We find these words. He will keep him. He will keep you. He will keep me in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him, because he trusts in you. Because we trust in God, he will keep our minds in perfect peace. And only God can keep our minds in perfect peace. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. In the book of Romans, Romans chapter 12, verse number 2. Once again, Romans chapter 12, verse number 2 tells us, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Through it all, as we trust God more and more. Then we look in the book of John, chapter number 4, verse 24. Again, John chapter 4, verse 24 says, worship him, talking about God, worship him in spirit and truth. When we as Christians truly trust God, we should be walking as children of light. Jesus Christ, therefore, do not become partners with them. For at one time, talking about do not become partners of people that are spiritually blind, that do not trust God, that have nothing good to say about God or his word. Do not become partners with them, evildoers, backbiters, adulterers, those that are hating on other Christians that are fulfilling their God purpose. Jesus Christ is letting us know, again, when we truly trust God as Christians, we should be walking as children of light, like Jesus Christ. Therefore, do not become partners with them, for at one time we were darkness, but now we are light in the Lord. And that's found in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. When we trust God, according to the book of Romans, chapter 12 and 9, again, when we trust God, according to Romans, chapter 12, verse 9, which tells us love, L-O-V-E, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good or godly, or even Christ-like. Why? We can find that in the 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. Again, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, will answer that question for us on tonight, which says, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Thank God. In Jesus Christ, in God, in the Holy Spirit, there is no darkness at all. Then we look in Psalms chapter 128, chapter 128, verse 4. Again, Psalms chapter 128, verse number 4, says to us, thus shall the man, I'm paraphrasing again, the man or woman be blessed who fears, which means reverence the Lord. The word fears, talk about when we fear God, it don't mean that we should be afraid of God, but he's talking about here, because of who he is, God is powerful, he is awesome, but we are to fear him, we are to reverence him because of who he is. The awesome, the most high God, the heavenly Father, our creator, who sits high and looks low, who has all power in heaven and earth in his hands. We must reverence him for who he is. Whoever gives through the word of God will discover good. Again, whoever gives through the word of God will discover good, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. We find in 2 Chronicles, again, 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9, says to us, for the Lord, for the eyes of the Lord runs to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him, not to man, but to God. We find in Proverbs, that's why I say it's important if you have your Bibles and pens and paper available so that you can write down these scriptures. Again, we are reading from the King James Version of the Bible. In Proverbs chapter 17, verse 3, we find the words that lets us know that the refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart. Aren't you glad that God searches and tests your heart? Again, he's not like man. I am so grateful that God is not like man. See, man looks at the outer appearance, but God searches the heart. So whatever you face, whatever I face, you my sister, you my brother in the Lord on tonight, whatever we face in this life, through it all, we must trust God. Your trust and my trust really boils down to how much faith do we have in God. As I was reading to you all some of the different scriptures that we were going to be looking at on tonight pertaining to this message title, Through It All, Trust in God, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens available, because what I'm going to do, I see that I do have time to go actually read this scripture, and because it is so powerful, I think I need to go ahead and read this for the listening audience tonight. And I do pray that you have your Bibles and your are open so that you can follow along with me, because I'm going to read it this in its entirety. And it's found in Psalms chapter number 37. And hopefully this would enlighten each one of us what the Word of God is saying to us regarding trusting the Lord through it all. Again, Psalms chapter 37 in its entirety, starting with verse 1. The word of God tells us, you and I, the Christians, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Here we go. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Verse number 7 says, rest, R-E-S-T, rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Verse number 10 says, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. What an awesome word. What an awesome promise. Verse number 12 says, the wicked plotteth against the just, and ganasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, and seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation, and shall to slay as such be upright conversation. Verse number 15 says, the sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. That's powerful. I'm going to read that again. Verse number 16. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. Verse number 17 says, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the day of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. What an awesome promise. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of rams. They shall consume into smoke. They shall consume away. Verse number 21 says, the wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they shall be cursed of him, shall be cut off. Again, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. Verse number 23 says, the steps of a good man, I'm a paraphrase, or a good woman, are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful. Thank you, Jesus. He is ever merciful to you and I, and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Verse number 27 says, depart from evil and do good, and do well forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. Ooh, I'm so glad. Again, for the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. Some people don't believe that. Verse number 29 says, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Verse number 32 says, the wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him or her. Again, I'm paraphrasing right there. Verse number 33 says, the Lord will not leave him or her in his land, in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. I need to read that again. Verse number 33 says, the Lord God himself will not leave him or her in his hands, talking about the hands of the enemy, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his ways and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Verse number 35 says, I have seen the wicked in great power. We are seeing that today. Again, I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passeth away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Verse number 37 says, mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man, again, for the end of that man or that woman is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is the strength in the time of trouble. And finally, verse number 40 says, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. What an awesome promise. What an awesome word on tonight. Again, we as Christians, no matter what we're going through in this life, no matter how it looks, sometimes we don't seem to be able to see our way through, but we must remember, we must continue to put our trust in God, because trust, it really equals to our faith. How much faith do you really have in God? Do you really trust God? Do you really, really trust God that he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do? Because sometimes we have a tendency of not wanting to wait because we want things right now. But God is a promise keeper. He said that he will keep those who love him. He will keep us in perfect peace whose minds are stayed on him. And so, again, finally, in the book of Amos, and right now this part of this message will be coming from the Message Bible, not the King James Version of the Bible. And I have read it before, and I'm going to read it again because someone needs to hear this promise on tonight. And again, this is coming from the Message Bible, and it's found in the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 13. Again, this is a God decree, a God promise for you and for I on tonight. And this is what it says. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the others, you won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere you look, blessing, blessing, like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people, Israel. Now, what an awesome promise from our Heavenly Father, our Creator. Can't nobody make a promise like that but God. So how much do you really trust God on today? Are you trusting God at all? Are you trusting yourself? Are you trusting man? Are you trusting the things of this world? Are you trusting those that are in high places? Because the word of God says the spiritual wickedness is even in high places. And we see that even today. So we as Christians, we're not to put our trust and our faith in man. We are to put our faith, we are to put our trust in God. Why? Because he promised, and he cannot go back on his word. That's what I love about God. And again, he's not like man. He is a promise keeper. God still watches over his word. He still watches over his word even today to perform it in the lives of every saint, every born-again Christian that are walking in faith, that are walking to please God in their bodies as they fulfill their God purposes in the earth. While going through, again, through it all, trust God. Don't trust man. Sometimes we can't even trust our own self. I know sometimes I've been in situations and positions, and I've said certain things that I wasn't going to do, and I wasn't going to say anymore. And next thing I knew, before I could get it out of my mouth good, I was saying things that I said I wasn't going to say. I was doing things that I said I wasn't going to do. But thank God that we can go to him through Jesus Christ and ask to be forgiven of our sins. What an awesome God we serve. That you and I, my brother, my sister in Christ, we can go to God through Jesus Christ and ask to be forgiven of our sins. And if you find yourself lacking trust in God, then the word of God says, if any man lack wisdom, or if you have a situation that you know that you cannot go to man, the word of God says, then we need to ask God. Go to God. He is your creator. Man did not make you. Yes, you had an earthly father and you had an earthly mother that by them being together, you were conceived into the mother's womb by the seed of your father, your earthly father. But yes, he's a man, but a man of flesh. So he's liable to make errors and mistakes just like you and I. Your earthly father, my earthly father, their tendency is they are often find themselves in the world of sin or sins, just like you and I sometimes. And that's why we thank God for the word on tonight, that we can go to God through Jesus Christ and be forgiven of our sins. Because thank God that he lets us know through his word that he's searching our hearts. And he is not like man. See, man is, again, looking at the outer appearance. But God is looking at the heart. I am so glad that God searches our heart. Because you and I, we can look at one another, and we cannot really tell what someone is going through. They may tell you, I may tell you what I'm going through, but you don't really know my heart. You cannot see my heart. People are hurting today. And we, as Christians, we need to be about our Heavenly Father's business. Letting those that are still spiritually blind, those that are weak in the faith, let them know that they can trust God. You should be an example, just like Jesus Christ was. You and I, we are to be examples, just like Jesus Christ was. Yes, he knew the agony that he was about to go through when he was in the Gethsemane, when he prayed to God. And then he said, he came to the realization of what his God purpose was when he came down from glory in the form of flesh, in the form of man. He knew his purpose was to die and shed his blood so we can be redeemed back to God, our Heavenly Father. So he got to the point then, and he knew that because of what he was about to face, that God was going to turn his back on him, and they had never been separated before. So what an awesome God we serve. What an awesome Savior we have today through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. What an awesome God we serve, that Jesus Christ came down. Yes, he is our perfect example, that he even had to trust God. So if Jesus had to trust God, what do you think about you and I? Sinful men, women, boys and girls today, but we are saved in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, again for your grace and your mercy. And that we can come to God through Jesus Christ and be forgiven of our sins so that we can continue to trust God as we walk in the flesh and as we fulfill our God purposes in the earth for God's glory. And that's what it's all about. Trust in God. So again, God is not like man. I am so glad that he's not like man. And you should be glad as well that God is not like man, that God is a promise keeper. So we can trust God. And we, guess what? We need to learn, just like I just said earlier, Jesus is our perfect example. You and I, we must trust God through it all. We must trust God all the way, not part of the way, not half of the way. We must trust God all the way to the very end, because that's what we must do when we stand on our faith. That's what it all equals and boils down to, your faith and your trusting. How much do you really trust God? Or the question I might even rise up and ask you on today, do you really know God? Do you have a personal relationship with him, with his son, with the Holy Spirit, the Trinity? Because what? Guess what? They're all one. On tonight, are you trusting God part of the way, some of the way, or all the way? So as we get ready to close out for tonight, it's so important that, again, whatever you and I face in this life, we must always stand on God's word and his promises that he's going to see us through. And he, again, he is not like man. He is a promise keeper. He is faithful, and he's just. And he still watches over his word to perform it in the lives of his saints on tonight and on today. So if you're not saved in Jesus' name, you still have an opportunity to be saved in Jesus' name, and you can learn how to trust God for every need, for every situation in your life. Can do nothing without God. With God, all things are possible, and we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. So that's why we must trust God. Again, not some of the way, not halfway, but we must trust God all the way. There's a song that, older song that you may be familiar with, you may have heard before. Some of you may have never heard it before. I know I have. There's a song, I don't know the title of it, but it says, 99 and a half won't do. Got to make 100. So you can't just be at the finishing line of life. You got to cross over that finish line. You have to finish your race that God has called you into, especially if you are born again, child of God. If you're walking in the will of God, and if you're fulfilling your God purpose, you and I, we have to trust God all the way to the very end, just like Jesus did. And guess what? Jesus did that. And guess what? He died. Jesus died on the cross for you and I by trusting God, because he knew that God would raise him up on the third day, just like he did. And because of that, Jesus is now sitting at the right hand of God, making intercessions on behalf of you and I. What an awesome God we serve. So I pray that someone has been blessed by this message on tonight. Someone needed to hear this word. And guess what? Even though I brought the word on tonight, this was a reminder for me, a wake-up call for me as well. I needed to hear this word myself. So I just thank God for the word. And I thank God that my faith is in God, that I can truly trust God all the way. I can't speak for anyone else. I can truly trust God. I remember the times when I was younger and watching my mother, and she would be praying in the house at night, sometimes walking through the house, praising God, reading the Bible, praying to God, and crying and giving God glory, because she was trusting God all the way. And even in church, as a young boy, I was in the choir at 8 years old, and she was on the mother's board. And I would be in the choir stand looking at her, and the Holy Spirit would start moving through the church as the praises was going up and God was getting the glory through our praise and worship. And the word of God was going forth with power. And I would see the Holy Spirit move upon my mother, not only her, but other people in the congregation. But at the time, I did not realize what was really going on. But the Lord would be moving through the Spirit in the congregation. And I would see the Lord move on my mother, and she would get the Spirit, and she would get the shouting. And again, I didn't understand, but now, through it all, after all these years, I finally got it, that your trust must be in God, not man, not your bishop, not your pastor, not your prophet, not your prophetess. Your trust must be in God and God alone, because he's the only one that can really bring us through. So I thank God for this word on tonight, and I pray that you have been blessed by the word. I pray that it has been received in love on tonight, again, because God knows who's going to be listening, and he knows exactly what we all stand in need of, because God knows that I needed this word for myself, and I know that someone else needed this word too, and I pray that you would be blessed by it on tonight. So we are going to close out with that on tonight. Again, we're going to continue to give God glory and give God praise for his promises on tonight, that we can trust God through it all the way. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Remember, on this coming Saturday, Pastor Norman King will be bringing the word on this coming Saturday night. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing the word on this coming Saturday, November the 17th. But we're going to close out in prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we come again thanking you for your word. First of all, Lord, we thank you for who you are. We reverence you, Heavenly Father, because of who you are. We bless your name on tonight because of who you are. You are worthy to be praised. You are not like man. You cannot fail. You cannot lie. You cannot change. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times. And you have the final say over every situation. So now, Lord, we come giving you praise. We give you glory and honor, again, for who you are. You are worthy of our praise. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that this word have gone forth with power, that it has been received in love, that it has not gone out in vain, that it's going to accomplish everything that you have set forth to do on tonight. And in the future, for those that may tune in and listen to this message on tonight, down through the years, someone will tune in and pull up this broadcast from tonight and be blessed by this message. Through it all, trust God. So I pray, Lord, that you continue to have your way in the life of all your children. And, Lord God, we continue to lift up all those that are affected by the wildfires in California. Continue to bless and strengthen them and give them what they stand in need of. Let them continue to look to the hills from which cometh their help, all of their help, even though some of them don't realize it, but all of their help comes from you. So, Heavenly Father, not only them, but let us know and remember that all of our help comes from you. So that's why we should always be looking to the hills from which cometh our help. You are our help. You are our peace. You are our joy. You are our way of escape. You are our healer, our deliverer, our strong tower. You are our comforter, our peace, and our joy. Everything that we need. So we thank you for who you are once again, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just ask that you to continue to move by your spirit in the lives of your people in these last and evil days, that you will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. And oh God, we want to thank you for your grace and your mercy and even your sufficient grace. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. You are our promise keeper. And we know that through it all, we can continue to trust you. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. And all those that are touching the rim of this prayer said, amen. So on tonight, we're just going to continue to ask God to cover us so that we can always remember and know that through it all, we can always trust God. So we're going to close out with this song again on tonight, Cover Me, Lord. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. Until Saturday night, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy with thy cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh, cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh. With God.